All right, what's the guy say? Ooh, wow. What's the poopy pants?
Ooh, wee.
There you go. I've already forgotten.
It's actually fairly catchy.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh-wee.
It is.
Ooh, wee.
I suspect you'll be hearing a lot of that on Saturday.
Oh, sure. That probably, I would imagine you'll probably do it often, yeah. I don't know. We'll see if this thing got any bigger from last year or not.
Yeah.
Ooh, wee. Ooh, wee. Bah. Why don't you let me take you on a sea cruise?
You need to watch like the first 10 seconds of that.
Well, all right, I'm hitting play.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's an ad.
That's not my fault.
I had to watch a Wawa ad. Okay.
Just the first 10 seconds is all you need.
Yeah, it's funny. You got to be sick of that first.
I don't know what the rest of it is, but the first 10 seconds was funny. Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee.
And for anyone wondering, that voice actor is going to be at our local Comic-Con. That's why he came.
Oh, that was fun. I went even further than Ray had suggested. I would have continued all the way, but I think we're going to do a show here soon.
Joe made a comment on his show how it wasn't worth the drive for him to come down here to get a signed photo with someone. I said, well, you can come down here and get a signed photo with the Puzzle Warriors, you jerk. That should be worth your drive. Man, it's only like 5 hours round trip. Come on now. Not that far. I don't think he replied to me, though. So. All right. Anything else in the
I feel like he
pre-show?
Did.
Yeah. It had a finger. It was pointed in a direction at the screen where he read my message. Yeah, that's... Oh. Hey, are you guys... I'm going to guarantee you the answer is no. You have watched any of the Mr. Beast games?
No.
I absolutely have. I have a child, Craig.
You know what? It's not so bad.
It's not. It's... I am a giver-upper, so like every challenge, I was like, yep, I'll take the deal. Yep, I'll take the deal. You don't even know what the deal is. Don't care. I'll take it. Other people lose.
Have you watched the whole thing?
Nope.
Okay, have you gotten to the part where they're are they at the city or the island?
The city? Is that okay. A building?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's some sort of structure. The island is beyond the city?
Yes.
Then no, I just made it to the city.
Okay. All right. It's kind of like a much less lethal real-world version of Squid Game.
Nice.
The whole show, kind of in a way. But, and I kept getting confused because kept mentioning some guy named Jimmy, and I'm like, who's Jimmy? And then Seinfeld popped into my head, and because it turned out that Mr. Beast is Jimmy, and I'm like, that's Jimmy, because he always refers to himself in the third person. So Jimmy is Mr. Beast, apparently.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. But I did not know that, being that I've seen no Mr. Beast videos ever until this show. All I know is that if I could be one of his flunkies, just hang out around him and get paid.
What, part of his entourage?
Yeah. Either I want that job or I want the job with Pat McAfee, where I can just sit around and be one of his flunkies. Why can't I get a flunky? Ian, get rich and famous and make me a flunky. Why aren't you accomplished
this
yet?
You're going to be my middle-aged turtle.
That's right. I hear your son's got all the riz. Maybe he can get rich and famous and I can be his
totally.
Flunky.
Totally.
There you go.
Totally. Oh, man, that's a much better idea.
He can be like, ugh, this is my old super lame cranky uncle. He's a jerk, but I keep him around on the payroll. I'd be like, that stinks. Buy my book.
Oh, man.
All right, I suppose we should actually talk about... Did anyone join the channel? Did you open the channel?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it's filled with people.
Holy smokes, Paul Winkle.
I don't have any idea who was in first, so thanks for joining, everyone.
I wasn't watching at all because I was off in my own little world. And all right. Uh, Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 454th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3, and I'm slightly punch drunk, apparently. Ray, Ian, how's it going?
Good.
Well to excellent.
Wow. Pretty good for you.
Yeah.
And I noticed earlier, Steam told me that you launched Puzzle Quest like a while ago. Like an hour ago.
Something I probably did. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like,
I wanted to make sure that I had already played for the day.
Okay. So this is the week of, I didn't update the thing, February 26th to March 5th.
Sorry, I was just saying, I got a bunch of cool rewards when I logged in today, so it was like triple worth it.
Yeah, there was a slew of things to click on.
Yeah, that Soulstone was nice.
I don't remember getting that, but it said we all got one, but I think maybe I just clicked past it so fast I didn't notice.
Probably.
Oh, right. Or because you saw that you claimed the bundle and you actually had to scroll down to see the whole bundle and you're like, I'm not scrolling down. Except.
That's much more likely.
Yes. I feel that as well.
I suppose I could go into supports. Well, it says I don't have a mind stone and I don't have a reality stone, but everything else is not grayed out. So, hey, look at that. A soul stone. Not equipped anyone.
Boom.
What's it do? No idea.
Oh, but it's rare. So I want it.
Yeah. In your 7-day 4-star crazy! Out of Titans. This week you have good old Carolina versus Cloak and Dagger. And, listen to me, fellas. This battle was annoying. I found that, you know, her to be not good. Not good.
Really?
Yeah. I think I had to play it 3 or 4 times.
I think it's her green that does the, I'm gonna hit you with light.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah, I got that, and not a problem.
Really? Because it seemed to do, like, 1,000 points of damage. So I had to, you know, do it a lot.
Huh. Because we both have it at level 5. I don't know. That's weird. I mean, I think I did it twice.
Hmm.
But, yeah, it was okay. I got it done in one time. Yeah, I wouldn't say that I would recommend her as a character.
Yeah.
I haven't tried yet, and I'll be honest, I'm not optimistic going forward.
Yeah, if I were you, I would not be. Yeah.
My runaways in general are deficient. Not, you know, on their own, but I just don't have them at usable levels.
She's a little runaway.
Yeah, unfortunately, your 5-4-1 is built very poorly. Like, it's unfortunate you haven't got that green, because that's her main damage, I think.
I'm going to have that Bon Jovi stuck in my head all night.
Well, I'll give it a try. If it goes south, I'll just lay low until next week and wait for that one to go south as well.
Yeah, because next week you've got good old Gert going up against Safari Joe, it appears.
Uh-oh.
And boy, that sounds like a not fun contest there.
Mm-mm. I feel like...
Especially with your 2-2-1 Gertrude you got going on.
Yeah, that's not a good time. I'm definitely getting manhandled by Kraven in that situation.
Yeah, that sounds not good. Have you seen that movie yet? Bit.
No.
Hmm. Much better than it should have been.
All right. We'll see how the show goes. If there's time after, I have it here. I've been to watch it. I just hadn't gotten around to it. But
okay.
I've been getting sucked back into TV.
Yeah, I just started the new season of Mythic Quest on Apple TV, so that's where I'm at right now.
Nope.
In your news, there's not much. Those rewards we talked about earlier, those came from
the Skies.
Take to the Skies challenge. There you go. Thank you, Ian.
You're welcome.
So congrats to everybody for accruing a whole lot of points to make that happen. Last I looked at the score was well over what was needed. So
nice.
And there is a boss event this week. So, you know, tomorrow, the Evolutionary Mayhem is running. Not the Electric Mayhem. Oh. It's the evolutionary kind. In other news, if you've ever used Marvel Insider, well, you better have enjoyed it because it's going away. They're shutting that down.
Oh.
So that's what I got for news. What do you guys got?
Less. Less than you just shared. I don't remember. Do I need to know anything about Evolutionary Mayhem? Or is it just I fight High Evolutionary as the boss?
If I remember correctly, he's not that overwhelming as a boss fight.
Hmm.
I don't know.
It'll give me something to do different than just my normal Deadpool dailies.
However, I suppose I'll throw this in under news. The new meta of, I don't know, Aunt May and Serpentor. What's it? What's his name? Sidewinder.
I want to call Sidewinder, him Serpentor. No, not Serpentor. No. although that was a Marvel comic, so there could be Serpentor.
Sure, but the meta of my match damage will quickly jump up to, I don't know, 70 to 300,000 points of damage every time I make a match is really annoying.
Yeah. I accidentally ran into that in PvP one match and went, what happened? Like, the second move into the game, my team was dead. I went, I don't even know what happened.
Yeah. So it's Aunt May, I think, is the key person here. Like, I have done this with Aunt May and Chasm and Omega Red, because Chasm and Omega Red, you've got the stun right off the bat, and then Omega Red does damage every turn, and that gets enhanced, and it's ridiculous. But then I ran into one using Sidewinder, and I didn't even get a turn. Like, it was Sidewinder and Chasm and Aunt May, I think. And I got stunned right away. And then he matched, and my Aunt May went away, and then it, like, cascaded, and the next character went away, and I'm just like, oh, okay, I'm not, I just don't get to play. I get it. So, yeah, not a fan.
Yeah, it's like playing old school Magic the Gathering, where you lose on the first turn. It's not a good time.
Yeah, it shouldn't be possible, but...
But it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know, it's a little carried away. Like, I ran into a 5-star... 3-star Aunt May, and it sucked real bad. But in any case.
All right. Okay. Well, does Willie have anything in his mailbag to talk about?
Oh, sure. A couple things. One, we got a vote outside of the Discord, which normally, you know, I'll just tack that onto the score and we'll be done. But this time I wanted to mention it because it was on the D3 forums. It was Godzilla fan. Has said, put me down for Risk because I love getting involved in a land war in Asia.
Oh, nice.
So I just wanted to mention that because I love the reference. Over on the subreddit, Stinkpalm said, here's a suggestion. 5-star Namor's definitely Flamor, and it's not a great or worthy nickname. It's just apt. So Flamor for your five-star Phoenix Namor?
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, did you have another one?
No.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, no, then... not that. Talk to me, Robin. Talk to your brother.
So it is written. So it is done. Flamor forever.
You can't veto unless you have another suggestion.
Yeah. Don't really have a good one, though.
Those are the rules I just made up.
I use them every day, though.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
How much does he... increase your match damage by?
Not anywhere close to the degrees we're talking about with that other team.
Yeah.
I do enjoy having him, you know, with Dr. Thor, and I team up with Dr. Thor and Shang-Chi. And by the time Dr. Thor blows up tiles, you know, with her different ways she blows up tiles, and then, you know, Shang-Chi's making criticals and he's blowing up tiles, and, you know, with his red power and blah, blah, blah. Sometimes you fire off his black power, which does... stupid amounts of damage. If you've blown up a lot of tiles, does a lot of damage.
Yeah,
like it's just like, I'd like to eliminate that character now, and it goes, okay, whack. So that part's fun, but it is not no one turn win. No.
All right, well, that is all that's in the mailbag.
All right, well, scrape in the bottom and see what the results were for the board game bracket.
Sure. And as Samurai just pointed out, we didn't figure out who's doing what in the board game bracket.
No, we didn't.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It couldn't have been closer. We said, I don't know who's going to win, Scrabble or Risk, last week. That was who you were voting for. And it could not have been closer. One vote threw Scrabble over the top. Scrabble moves.
Wow.
That is, buddy.
That's a surprising victory for me.
Swish. Triumphant for no reason, but I'm pumped.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
so now we're down to the semifinals here.
Yeah. And
it is a Clash of Titans this week.
Ooh.
And next week, I think.
Ooh.
This week, however, you have, chess versus Go. Two games that have been around a long, long time.
Well, so, while we discuss this, Craig and Ray are going to decide amongst themselves which one of these they would like to talk about for the Craig and Ray-centric segment. Board game bracket. featuring Chess, which will be spoken on by And Go, who will introduce it as All right.
We're not playing has along. That, right. What is this?
Has anyone played Go? Right? Have you ever actually played Go?
No,
no
I have
one
not.
Has ever played Go.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I argue its legitimacy as a game that really exists.
Well, but my argument would be Go has a much bigger board, and but you don't have to memorize like what pieces do or the strategy of what pieces you want to move where. You just all the pieces are the same, and you just need to capture the other team. And it's bigger and better. There, that's my argument for Go. And older.
But does it come in a 4D variant? Or a 3D variant? Whatever the Spock version is.
It's a 3D.
Yeah. See, it doesn't come that way. Well, so no. Therefore, the answer is chess.
When Go was created, there was no such thing. Like, there were no air combatant anything, so it was all 2D in any case.
Yeah. Star Trek tells me that chess is clearly the superior game. They're playing it in the future, and Vulcans are good at it. So I say vote chess.
I don't. Yeah, I mean, I can think of several major motion pictures and TV series is based on chess. Many, many less based on Go.
Many, many, many less. I mean, you know, chess even has, you know, like iconic, like, you know, move names. You know, you have, you know, the your Queen's Gambit and such. You know. Do moves and Go get names? If they do, no one knows what they are.
It's almost as if we live in some sort of Eurocentric society that would shield me from outside influences like Go.
That's true. That's true. not a lot of Go being taught in Central Pennsylvania
in the United
high schools.
States. Nope. Yeah. So that is the truth.
So speaking of named moves, there I just read the story, and Craig, your little story of hey, you know, it has its own named moves. It reminded me. So there is a chess player. I don't know what level she is. She's a very good chess player. Her name is Anna Kramling. She is
she's great.
She is 22 years old. Oh. And what, 2 or 3 years ago, she developed her own open.
Oh, wow. That's going to be rare.
And I want you to think about that. Chess has been around for so long, and yet she was able to come up with her own open. And
yeah, you think everything would have been done by now.
Right. Two, 3 years ago, she came up with this. And you know what happened earlier this year? When she was in a tournament, somebody used her opening against her. And it made news.
Did she lose to her own move?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if she lost to it or not.
That would be gold if she lost to her own move.
Oh,
Palpatine
says
yes. She did. That's awesome. I made a move so advanced even I can't defeat it.
Nice.
That'll learn you.
Yeah, I've seen her play several times. She's excellent.
Yeah, she's on Twitch. She live streams tournaments. She's sometimes a commentator. And yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, that's impressive.
And the only reason I know about her is because she also tutored Llama for a while. So.
Oh, okay. On chess?
Yeah, on chess, yeah. Well, he's apparently a ranked chess player as well. He has
Is he?
Yeah.
I did not know that. He's always too busy to use speedrunning Diablo 2.
Right.
Where he finishes the whole game in like 2 hours and my mind, you know, explodes because I'm like, I don't understand how this is possible. 2 hours? I haven't even left Act 1.
True story.
I mean, how many times have we played a game at night and said, all right, well, let's just rescue Kane and call it a night? Like, and they're like, yeah, I've already beaten the game 2 or 3 times by now. And I'm like, oh. funny stuff. All right, well, that's the Bork Grain Bracket. Please vote for your favorite. Is it chess or is it Go? Where are we at? It's a boss event weekend. Therefore, I don't think we have a boosted list. Ian, what does Samurai say about the boosted list?
Uh-oh. I haven't checked, but there's a boss event, so I'm going to guess that there's a nada. Let's see what we got going on. Oh, we got some highlights. Let's talk about them.
All right.
The 3-star tiered highlights would be Doctor Strange and Magneto.
Mm-hmm. Those are both good characters.
The tier 4 highlights, Multiple Man. Oof. Who are the others if he's the highlight? This is awesome. I guess he's super fun, and he's spawning dupes.
He's half man, half dog. Dupes. He's a mog. He's his own best friend.
Tier Fivers, Abyss, Ironheart, and is that
Dr. Thor.
Dr. Thor?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear that's good. Craig's very pro Dr. Thor.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
Ironheart and nice. Dr. Thor, I'm behind. Chasm, can we take him off the list, please?
Okay.
I will try my best. In the meantime, I will check out these TIE and X-Wing builds that Samurai has posted and then reimagined as a TIE Wing and an X-Fighter.
Yeah.
No, sir. I don't like it.
I don't love it either. It feels unnatural.
It's like a corporal captain. Put me down as a no. That's a deep reference there.
It's a boss event this week, so the buff list is less important. So, of course, this week we finally get the best list we've had this month. And Craig will be happy that One Star Venom is on the list. Are you happy?
I'm thrilled.
Sweet.
Okay.
I knew I could count on Samurai.
All right. Well, do you have some cold pop or some just general pop?
But what about Mystify?
All right. Sorry.
Poor Mystify.
I skipped him.
Think about Mystify. Craig, why? Why won't you acknowledge Mystify?
Mystify.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I needed. All right. Let's talk about some pop pop. This is the last one that I have before I have to go hunting at the TJ Maxx for some more exotic sodas or something comes my way or I order it off the internet. But I drank my Saranac orange cream. Mm-hmm. It was delicious. It was mostly orange, hint of cream. Just how I like it. I really, really enjoyed this beverage. I could probably drink a whole six pack of it.
Yeah, that could be good. Did I see that there's an orange cream Coke coming out?
Oh.
Yeah, there is. It's in the stores already.
Intriguing. That's for me. I won't like it, but I want to try it.
Yeah, orange cream Coca-Cola. I do want to try that.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at it because there is a zero version as well, and I then walked away.
Hmm. I'll have to leave my house, which I don't love doing, but
I do like cherry.
I'll try to drink one by next week.
Cherry Zero's good, so I'd imagine orange.
Oh, I'll just
orange
go with the
zero.
Full flavored, but if I could find it. Who's got it? Do I have to go to like Sheetz or Walmart or something?
I saw it at Wise.
Ooh. All right. That's easy. I can do that.
You could pick one up on Saturday when you're here in town.
Ooh, I could consider that too. That sounds nice.
Yeah.
Ah, all right. So for my second half, I am talking about another pop that I know and enjoy, and that is the jalapeno popper. Let me be clear. I need cream cheese, not cheddar cheese. I need breaded, not battered. And if you're in a perfect world, I'm at Arby's and they offer me Bronco Berry dipping sauce and a Jamocha shake, and I'm living my best life.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking, Alpha. What monster batters jalapeno poppers?
I'm sure there is someone. People try to get creative and do other things. I'm like, no.
No.
My wife sometimes serves me a jalapeno popper dip, which I enjoy, sometimes to excess on New Year's at Ray's house. But, yeah, jalapeno poppers, specifically Bronco Berry dipping sauce from Arby's.
What exactly is Bronco Berry flavored?
Sweet.
What does mine
berry.
Say?
Dude. Sweet.
Sorry, couldn't resist.
That's okay. It was worth it. I really, I was willing to go on that weird journey with you.
All right, very good. Ian, open up Steam.
Right in the middle. So better than usual, but not as good as some days. I'm sorry. Let me see if I can find what I'm doing here.
I could delay by opening one.
Nope. Oh, go ahead, do it.
Okay.
You can lead. That's awesome.
And I have, and it is a 4-star. Spider-Man 2099 Uprising.
Nice. Mine is a Doc Ock No Way Home. Call to Arm.
I think I'm going to open 5 just because why not? Nova. Anti-Venom. Bubbles. Fezzig. And meh. That wasn't very exciting.
Super exciting.
Not very exciting. But thanks as always to the OG.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, that's the Soon to Be Named Network. You can find it at soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. It should give you direct links to all the shows on our podcasting network. so that you can expand your podcasting listening day. That's a soon to be named network. Soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com.
Anything else for the good of the order? Let's get a short show here. This is like OG style show.
Mm-hmm. It's all coming together just the way I dreamed.
Raimondo?
I don't think I have anything.
All right, then. That's all I got. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Comments, suggestions, shoot them at Ray. Put them in the mailbox. We can talk about them next week. We're down to, like, the last 2 weeks of the board game challenge. So that's kind of exciting.
That's exciting. Yeah.
So if you want to go to our webpage, click on our banner at the top, buy yourself something on Amazon. I have no idea what the next holiday is that's coming up. So buy something just cause.
Where are we? What's happening?
Oh, St. Patrick's Day. That's next. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking Saturday is, you know, the local holiday. St. Patrick's Day on Saturday.
Day too.
We already had President's Day. That's over.
Oh, we did?
Yeah. I had that day off work.
Oh, right on.
But St. Patty's Day is Saturday.
Oh.
If you'd like to, you know, drink downtown somewhere.
I would not.
Okay.
I think I will just go to the Comic-Con.
All right. But that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, remember this. If you'd be spared, trains don't whistle because they're scared. Good night, everybody.
Okay.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.